Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of September 2018, and this is the 877th Moll Out Loud podcast. It is 1 minute before the MailChimp comes, and I'm definitely not going to make it. And I've got no idea why yesterday's Moll Out Loud only arrived a few hours ago. It arrived in my inbox anyway at a very, very odd time, mid-afternoon. I've got no idea what happened, but I'm glad it arrived at all. So if this one comes in, it won't come in at 7, obviously, but if it comes in an hour's time, I'm glad things will be back to normal, but you will have had two fairly close together. It's been a strange old day, very windy, very wet. I took my bicycle out this morning. It started off quite sunny, and I took my bike out and got it ready to go out for this appointment that I had. And in the moments I was getting my bag together, it suddenly started pouring with rain, and the wind really, really blew up. And I realised that it was not a good idea, especially as I didn't really want to expose my head too much. So I called a friend who said I could borrow her car, and it was great. It was really good having the car, because although it cleared up for a little bit, it then really poured again. So I've been driving around, and now, as you can hear, it is 7 o'clock. And I had a couple of other things happening today, both of which were cancelled. So it was a quieter day than I expected. One of the things I've wanted to do is to clean out one of the other rooms, a room I have here, which has got into a mess because I've got a potential house sitter coming to visit me on Saturday. But I haven't got very far with it. I have done a bit more writing on this premise, so that's been good. It was quite good to have the extra time that I had. It has just meant that I could do things in a relaxed way rather than feeling a bit panicked. And one of the things, I have been tidying up today, and so it's really lovely sitting at a tidy desk. And I'll be coming home to relative tidiness in the other parts of the house, and not the room that I haven't really broached yet. So tomorrow I'm taking the bus and visiting my daughter and grandson, and so I'll be having 2 days of really quite different ways of being, a sort of full immersion and little time for intellectual thought. And maybe that is a good thing before this intense course that starts on Monday. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with your most important project, that it has been beckoning you, that you have been at one with it in one way or another, whether dreaming about it, whether working on it, whether planning it, contemplating it, or taking a complete break from it and doing the opposite of it. This is a short podcast, I know, but it is so late. I really need to do something about it. Do something about posting it, and then I need to pack. So thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.